a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider here on this 27th of November, 2007. Glad you're with us for the broadcast tonight. I've got to apologize. I've invited guests on to the program, and quite honestly, I've not gotten any response from people. And I guess part of it has to do with the holiday season and that kind of thing, but we're still working to get you some guests on so we can go over a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about and get into with a number of people. But we've got a ton of news we're going to talk about tonight. And there is essentially the Bush administration has made Iraq a colony. Like that was unexpected. So we'll get into that and more. And plus I want to talk a little bit more about something we got into last night a bit about Ron Paul getting him elected president and then getting rid of incumbents. I think that is something that we need to talk about a bit because I think it's a key thing. Whether he's elected or not, we've got to get these people gone. Just plain and simple. This is just something that, you know, we have played around with these people for year after year, decade after decade. And some of the rats are starting to leave the ship. Which is a good thing, and we'll talk about that as well coming up here on the broadcast. If you want to talk with us tonight and be on the program, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we would love to have you with us here tonight on the Midnight Rider. Friday night, we will have the Young Guns Roundtable. We do this program every couple weeks, I bring on some real news hounds, and these guys are, I think the oldest one is 30. And so we just get in there and get after the news and just get after it and discuss a lot of things. There's a lot of stuff that is happening just all at once and simultaneously, really, really crazy stuff that is going on. And we are being assaulted literally. From just a number of areas. And it's important that we keep up with all of them. I mean, we're still short on the numbers. And we're having to make up for that as we go along. And that's tough. So we all have to do double, triple, quadruple duty in many areas just to get to make sure that we've got coverage on things that we need coverage on. It's so frustrating in all that. But we're going to get into that more. We'll do Mouseketeer Roll Call when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Here on the Midnight Rider, and I'm always tickled to be here. And I just want to tell you thank you for listening. It means the world to me that you do listen, that you tune in. I continually get email from people that give me information, news, say great job, keep it up. Very, very cool. And I have just been tickled to death by just how I've been treated by folks, and everybody has been so nice and everything, and I'm just going to say thank you, and I like to do that from time to time to let you know that you're not taken for granted, that I appreciate the fact that you're here. I remember when I first started doing talk radio, Patriot Radio, nights when I would start my show live with nobody listening. And it was a a definite downer. And you would just hope, and you would think, okay, I'm doing this for the archive. And you would just hope that people would tune in as you went along, and people always did. But it was just one of those things where, you know, you learn quickly not to take listeners for granted, and I don't. And I take what I do very, very seriously. I mix a lot of humor in with what I do, because I think as we look at a lot of this stuff, some of it is just so overwhelming, even if you've been at this a while. And I mean, I look at this stuff every day, that the only way to maintain your sanity is with some humor. And so I try to throw that in with it as well. But I don't ever want to diminish what we're talking about with the humor. And I try to make the humor kind of accentuate what we're talking about. And sometimes I fail at that. But nevertheless, you know, some of the stuff that they do is just so incredibly absurd that all you can do is laugh. And I will laugh. But it is so dangerous what these people do and how they bring it to us, and the fact that so many people will absolutely believe the absurd. That's what totally blows my mind, is how people will just lock right into the absurd, and because it's sold enough, sold over and over and over again, and hope, well, we'll lock right in. That must be the truth. Heard him talking about it on Fox, CNN, and CBS. I got it locked in. Katie Kirk, wish you wouldn't lie to me now. So I find it incredibly amazing. And most people are not stupid. They've just been sold a bill of goods for so long, they don't know which way is up. That's a lot of the problem. And a mission that we have is to try to kind of right their paradigm a little bit, or bust it, as it were. So they can see things for the way that they really are. And, you know, there's always the parallels to the movie The Matrix, you know, where they take the red pill and are unplugged from the Matrix and come out and, you know, they're a totally new person and they're in the real reality of things. And I think it even some of us in the Patriot or Freedom Movement, 9/11 Truth Movement, whatever you want to call the varying groups that are around, I think even we, you know, to some degree, even, you know, are asleep in some areas. And, you know, there's still things that I'll look at and go, oh, come on, you got to be kidding me. No, surely not. But then you just do further research and you go, oh, gosh, you're kidding. And there's so much that makes you mad and so much that makes you angry. And I'm, you know, the 70 million turkeys that were sent here, we talked about this last night, from China. I mean, that it angers me in ways that, I mean, because this is what we eat. And to send something over that was fed with experimental bird seed, lead pellets, and date rape drugs is insanity. I mean, literal insanity. And yet we allow this stuff to come into the country. Nobody checks it. I mean, 95% of our food, from what I understand, is not even inspected, that comes in from overseas. Now, we've got over half of our food supply coming in from overseas. And yet we have the same people in Congress that come back year after year, decade after decade, that call themselves the party of change, that they're going to do this, that they're going to do that. And in reality, absolutely nothing ever gets done. I've said this before. I remember as a kid back in the 70s, they were talking about fixing Social Security. Well, it's 2007. Social Security has never been fixed. In fact, Social Security is now worse off than it was in the 70s. And that's another problem that's going to spiral out of control, as baby boomers are now hitting retirement age, and the first of them are starting to get their retirement, their Social Security, which is going to put a further burden on the people of this country in the coming years. I mean, we've already got an economy that is broke. The dollar is broke. Oil staying up in the $90 a barrel range, between 90 and 100. I think it dropped a buck today, but the stock market continues to fall. And we're just watching this because there's nothing really to hold it together. But yet you have these people, these same group of people that stand up on a stage, like with these presidential candidates, Ron Paul excluded, of course, that have no solutions. I mean, we are in danger. And these people are standing around with the same old mind, same old mantra, same old crap, same old stuff we've heard year after year after year. No solutions. Other than, we're going to put us up a program. It's going to do this and it's going to do that. And we're thinking it's going to do wonderful things for America. It's going to cost us $400 billion, though. But it's going to do great. Everybody goes, thank you. Thank you for helping us. Yes. Rob us some more, please. And they will. I mean, you've had an infusion of cash into the markets, try to hold things up. The Federal Reserve is having to inject more money into the banking system because there are a number of banks that fear that they will not have enough money to make it to the end of the year. But yet we have the same group of people standing up with no answers, or they will make promises that have nothing to do with what they're actually going to do, because they're actually going to get up there and do nothing except vote against you. I mean, Congress is the antithesis of progress. I mean, let's look at the Democrats in 2006 in the midterm election, with the congressional races in the House and a third of the Senate. They were all promising to get us out of Iraq. Not one step has been taken to get us out of Iraq. They continue to supply the money. They continue to fund it. And now you've got the Bush administration and the Iraqi government working on an agreement by which United States forces are going to stay in Iraq indefinitely. So in turn, we have a South Korea situation where our troops are going to be based there. We're already in over 130 countries across the world. But the reason they're doing this is because the oil revenues haven't been worked out in the Iraqi parliament fast enough. So we have to stay there to control the resources. You've already got countries like China that are making overtures to the Iraqis with this Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Matter of fact, they were, if I remember right, they were invited to their big SCO meeting earlier this year. Same thing with Iran, same thing with Afghanistan. They're talking to Pakistan, talking to India. Big deals going on between China and Saudi Arabia. The program I was listening to earlier tonight says that there's gas lines. They're out of gas in China. Back 3 or 4 years ago, Saudi Arabia cut production to the United States only to increase it to China. That could happen again. That could happen again. And what are we prepared to do about it? Absolutely nothing. We've stymied the creation of any type of alternative fuels other than the E85 ethanol, which is driving the cost of food sky high because we're taking all the land up in the country to make the stuff. And it's no more efficient than the gasoline that's being used now. Not going to change anything. You've got people like Al Gore running around going, the world is warming up because of your SUV. Forget the sun. And the fact that it's warming up the solar system, we don't care. It is your SUV, your hair dryer, your makeup, and the very fact that you're a human and that you're living. Ow. If the CO2 levels are too high, plant some trees, dude. Put them in the ground. We fix problem. I was interviewing somebody earlier today that said industrial hemp planted does more to clean the air of pollution and CO2 than any other plant. Oh, we can't have none of that. That makes sense too, doesn't it? It's all about lies. Everything they tell us is a freaking lie. How do we know they're lying? Their mouths are moving. We'll come back with more. Don't go anywhere. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Take it all lying down, 'cause once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't.
We got this new war czar, this General Douglas Lute, who's now coming out and saying that the fact that we're going to stay in Iraq and put permanent bases there don't need any type of Senate ratification. And again, it is the fact that you've got one branch of government snubbing its nose at the other branch, and the other branch is supposed to be the check and balance on the executive branch, does absolutely nothing. Except we'll sit and quibble about pork and other things that we can throw into these war funding bills, like minimum wage, other things like that, to get them passed. Where you have a whole group of Democrats say, "Hey, I can take some pork back to my district, and they'll reelect me." But the thing is it, for the most part, by and large, you have the same group of people that have been there year in and year out. And these are the people that are in power. They control what takes place in Congress. I mean, they told anybody in Congress, if they came up with impeachment proceedings, that they would pay a heavy price for it. Now, I know impeachment is not going to change much, whether it's Dick Cheney, George Bush, or Nancy Pelosi ends up as president. Not going to change a damn thing. But we have something called the law, and we need to follow it. But we don't. We said to make these arbitrary decisions. Impeachment's off the table. I'm just going to make everybody some happy cookies, and we're just going to sit and do this year after year. And it's because this oil revenue and the control of the resources in Iraq is not under control. You've got China that is selling arms to the Iraqi military and police because we can't meet the demand, and I don't think we deal in AK-47s. But yet, year after year, it's just the same old mantra over. I mean, I was listening to Hannity about a month or two ago, where he was talking about how the Republicans are now the party of change. Well, I got to tell you, I waited. I became a conservative in the late 80s, early 90s. And I sat and waited and thinking, man, this is going to be great to one day, you know, we can have conservatives totally in power, occupying both houses of Congress and in the White House, and things will really get done. Man, I was so far from wrong, it was pathetic. These guys got in power, and oh my gosh. I mean, they literally went freaking nuts. Of course, it's by design. I mean, hey, we're in here. Now let's get all draconian on everybody. Spend money we don't have. Did you know that most of the Iraq war has not been a budget item? It's been funded off budget. That's why we've raised the debt ceiling now, I think, what, four times since Bush has been president? We're up to $9.2 trillion with the federal debt ceiling. Well, that's not the real debt. The real debt is closer to $60 trillion. And we have been spent into oblivion. There is no way to grow an economy outside and to get rid of the debt. Just no way. You could tax people 100%, and you still wouldn't take care of the problem. And so the entire system is set to crash on itself, and yet these same people are setting up there talking about national health care, let's spend money on this, let's spend money on that, and everybody just goes, oh, wow, that's great, because I need health care. Well, that's cool, and I understand you need health care. But the problem is the whole system has been rigged either by legislation or regulation. And now you have these huge hospital corporations that are concerned about the bottom line. I mean, you literally have – when I was in the hospital, I was talking to a nurse who was working a 24-hour shift. And I said, don't you guys become concerned about the level of care that you're able to provide after 24 hours? And they said, well, no, we try to rest up and everything. We got people to back us up. And there was one guy in particular that I ran into while I was there that was there on one of these 24-hour shifts. And you could just see as the night wore on how tired this guy was. But again, you've got fewer people working, so, hey, it's a wonderful thing. We don't have to spend as much money paying everybody. Their insurance, the workers' comp, all of that. It's a great thing. We keep the cost of healthcare so, so low. And we're so proud. But yet the quality of care in this country continues to go down. We're becoming among one of the sickest countries in the world. And we're supposed to have the best healthcare system in the world. But again, it's the same old thing, same old guys doing the same old thing year after year after year. All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
That's 800-313-9443. If you want to join us on the Midnight Rider, don't forget Friday night, the big Young Guns Roundtable here on the program with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. We'll be here Friday night. We'll go into kind of a wrap-up of the news. These guys all operate news sites. Michael's site that deals with technology and a lot of the proliferation of such towards a technocracy, not only here in the country but in the world. And Doug and Lee go more general and straight news from the standpoint of how it affects us freedom-wise. And they'll be with us on Friday night. That's always a good show, and I encourage you to tune in. All right, chat rooms are open. I said I was going to do this, and I forgot to do it because I got to talking. The RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room is open right now at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Just click the chat link right there on the front of the page. And also the Midnight Rider show chat room is open and going at MidnightRiderShow.com. Just click the chat link there. Boom, pop it. And like with both rooms, pick a name. You can even register a password at both. You're chatting. All right, in the RBN chat room, Catherine is ensconced in her chair, firmly, right there at the top of the list. C-Camp 6205 is there. We got Chris, Rogue Dolphin, and Wolf are in there. Kind of a light crowd tonight, so there's plenty of room for you guys in there. And then in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got a good crowd in there tonight. We've got Antonio, Calvin, Dallister, David B., who has stepped away for some reason, not sure why, Faith's Web, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, James, John Preston, that's Sergeant Preston to you and his dog King, Josh R., Kelma is stepped away as well, so maybe David and Kelma are talking, I don't know, Kisa, Chris, Lee Rogers is in there, Low Tech, Lucas, Michael Vale, Mike CTW, not Mike, Rob Works, Smoking Guns, and V are in the Midnight Rider show chat room. If you've got comments or suggestions about the program, I'd love to hear from you about them. Even constructive criticism, I take it very well. And because it gives me feedback of what you hear. And helps, because I can listen to the program and go, ah, okay, you sound pretty good. I understand myself, regardless of how fast or how slow I talk. Sometimes you don't, and I get excited, and I just start... So I have to, you know, well, that's one of the things. I have to remember to continually slow down so people can understand you. And because people aren't listening like I'm listening, because I know myself. I can hear myself talk. So, but nonetheless, everybody, thank you for being here and chatting. The discussions are always so cool. And the different directions people take. But it all comes back to freedom and to liberty and the message of truth. Back on this getting rid of incumbents, electing Ron Paul is just one piece of the puzzle. Now we could get Ron Paul elected and put him there, but what are we going to do with a Congress that's going to work against him? So then he has 4 or 8 years of just of literal hell trying to get stuff done, and going to have a hard time doing so. What we need to do is we need to start sending these people a message that says, look, our way or the highway. It's you're either going to do it the way we tell you to do it, or you're going home, period. I don't care if you've been there 2 months, 6 months, 2 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Hey, Robert Byrd, you don't pay attention, you go bye-bye. And that's what these people need to start understanding. The problem is they have done such an effective job of frustrating the average person in this country regarding the political process and the reality that people have that it is fruitless to participate. And I've even talked to people in the Patriot and Freedom Movement who said, well, I'm not going to vote. Why aren't you going to vote? Well, we all know it's rigged anyway. Okay, then fine. Then they win either way. The thing that made 2006 possible with the huge clean out of Congress at that point in time was the fact that there was an overwhelming turnout on that day. 80 million people voted in a midterm election, which is unheard of. And we need to do the exact same thing again in 2008 with the presidential election, regardless of whether or not Ron Paul is nominated or not. The message has to be sent. You know, we spend so much time reacting to what people do. We need to start acting. That's what they finally decided they had to do in 1776, in 1775, 1774. They petitioned their representatives, went nowhere. And they realized, wait a minute, we're in a position here
we're rapidly running out of choices of things to do if we want to change things. And so the people who founded this country, the colonists, decided, hey, it's time to pick up a weapon. And then in 1775, the British come to take guns and to find Samuel Adams. And I can't remember the other individual who's with him. They're at Lexington and Concord. And we basically kicked their butts all the way back to Boston because we knew that they were coming for the guns. When they take the guns away, you remove people's ability to protect themselves. The British had essentially done many of the same things that are being done right now, 200-some-odd years removed, well, almost 230 years removed, a little over 230, actually. In that they were stopping people. They were denying them a right to travel. They were checking their papers. Papers, please. We must see your papers. Bring me your papers. If you don't, they have ways of making the talk. And it is it is this circle coming around 360 degrees that we're right back in that situation again, where our right to travel now is being questioned. What you might have in your car, if you get a book in your car, is it a certain book? Oh my gosh, she's got a pocket constitution, Bill. Get her out of there and tase her. You know, that's why they rebelled. They rebelled because they thought the taxes that were being placed on them were unjust and too high and going to fund other wars that didn't affect the colonists. They petitioned the government for redress of grievances. They got none. They got absolutely none. Instead, you have a king who just says, well, we must let the colonies know exactly where we stand, that we're in charge and not them, and they service us. Well, yeah, when you've got a king, yes, I guess the subjects do serve you. But the colonists in America understood, that they had a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit to happiness. That was a God-given right. But yet they found themselves being overly taxed and in a way that they were not comfortable with, and so they rebelled to protect their God-given rights. Government doesn't extend rights to you. Government has to make the those come from the Creator. Government has to make the decision whether or not they are going to uphold those rights and protect those rights or trample on those rights. And a government that tramples on rights is in danger of one day having the people coming back to take those rights back. Now, freedom is not free, and I think that we think that it is in many instances. Rick Stanley, by the way, his appeal was denied in Colorado, so it looks like he's going to have to do his time in prison, may get to go to a halfway house sometime next year, and I'm hoping so. But Rick Stanley, like Ed and Lane Brown, are people who've decided that they were going to stand up. They drew a line in the sand, and they're paying a price. And it's an example to folks that freedom is not free. Many of the people who founded this country ended up destitute, broke, or dead. On the run for the balance of the Revolutionary War, there was a price to be paid, and they were willing to pay that price. But back to these incumbents, the fact is we're at the point now where we exist in an environment of taxation without representation. We told Congress, get us out of Iraq. They didn't listen. And that's just pieces of the issue. We've now got bills working their way through Congress that's going to decide whether or not you or I is a terrorist. Because we have a differing view of how government ought to be. And now we're going to be vilified and become evil. This bill could be before the Senate very soon. Passed overwhelmingly in the House. And here's this bill that says, hey, you don't have the right to free speech. You don't even have the right to free thought. You must think as we think. And if you don't, you're in a damn spot of trouble. Because we're going to come get you. We're going to decide that you yourself are a terrorist. And then you're in doo-doo. Just get ready. Because we think different. And it's not that we want to tear this country apart like Glenn Beck says. We're about restoring it. We want to restore this country to its former glory, to what it was. I want my children to have a real future. That is correct, Catherine. Our founding fathers did not win the war, revolution, freedom from the king with spitballs. They did not. Now, Zell Miller might have tried that, but not the founding fathers. It was hot lead. And it was a war of attrition. And we lost many of the battles. But we stayed at it. We were persistent. We kept coming back. They'd knock us down, or we'd get back up again. Say, hi. Punch me again. Eventually, we made the war an impossible quagmire for the British. And they had no choice but to surrender and get it over with. Pull out and go bye-bye. But, of course, they come back in 1812 and try it all over again. But still, that's how we won our freedom. Because we were persistent, and we stayed at it, and we understood, our ancestors understood, that there was a price for freedom. And that price for freedom has to be paid. Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots, folks. Not to mention the blood, the sweat and tears as well. But to sit in and allow these same group of people to stay in office when we know that they don't represent our views, but yet we expect something different from them, that is insanity, folks. I've used that analogy over and over, but it's plain. It's simple. It's like beating your head up against the wall and expecting a headache to go away. It doesn't work. We just sat and we sat and we sat and we reelect these people because my guy's pretty good. He got us a bridge, you know. It's not the federal government's job to provide bridges. It's not the federal government's job to provide health care. It's not the federal government's job to do most of the things that they've stepped in and done. But yet the states themselves, our own state governments, willingly ceded those rights away for handouts. We have 50 gigantic welfare mamas running around. It's called the states. They're expecting money. This immunization thing that's going on up in Maryland, where you've got a bunch of these kids that are out of school, and they won't be allowed to go to school because they haven't had their shots. Well, the real reason why they're going after these parents is because of the amount of money that the schools are not getting. There's an article I saw earlier today where they tallied up the amount per child, and the total amount of all the children who are not in school comes up to $144,000 a day. Generally, you get a 180-day school year. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. What is it, like every 8 days these kids aren't in school, there's that's $1 million. So you're looking at, what, $25, $30 million? There's the impetus right there to make sure these kids are vaccinated. Get them into school. We got to have them in school right now. We need them. Can't have it without it. Because the schools are, just like state governments, are sitting feeding off the federal tit. I'm sorry. And the government just continues to give more and more handouts that they're not supposed to be giving. Again, it violates the mandate set for them by the United States Constitution. And yeah, I know all about 1871, and I know all about how we're corporate this and we're corporate that and all that, but it doesn't negate the fact that everybody sold themselves out for a few trinkets. Our state is just as much, our states are just as much a Judas as those in Congress. And at all levels, it's time that we start to send these people home. If these people are not pro-liberty, pro-freedom, pro-constitution, and pro-working and living within the law, bye-bye. Back in a minute with more. You're listening to the Midnight Rider.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yeah.
have all these people in the halls of government at different levels that are seeking power. I remember a guy who was a state senator here in Oklahoma for years that the job only pays $32,000 a year. I mean, here's a guy who's a businessman, makes a lot of money, but spent most of his time as a state senator for $32,000. And it boils down for many of these people, it's not about service, it's about the power and control. And you have all these people scrambling for this bit of power. And of course, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So once you become corrupted by the power, you want more. And it becomes a drug and an addiction. You got to have it. You got to have it. You got to have it. And you keep seeking more. And not because you're wanting to serve, not because you're concerned about your country, but because you want more power. And it becomes, in essence, career moves. Ooh, I think I'll run for governor now. How about senator next? And then maybe the big guy, El Presidente. These people are career people at this. It's not something where, well, I see a need to, I need to run for office, and so I do. I think maybe like at the council, city council level and stuff, I think you still have some people like that. Except where these people become entrenched, just like they are in Congress and in your state legislatures. The problem is that these people have looked at this as their job instead of their duty. And so they want to hold on to their job. And how do they hold on to their job? Well, they make everybody appear, make everybody think that they're serving them well by getting them things. Handing out trinkets, little gifts back to the district or to, you know, whether it be the state or Congress. So these people are constantly vying for power. And the problem is there in Washington especially, they're wined and dined by these lobbyists. You got a lot of PAC money coming their way from people like AIPAC and other groups. You've got former members of Congress who are up there themselves lobbying their buddies that they formerly served with in Congress to do certain things for these corporations and these groups. And so because it's become this big feast up there and feeding frenzy for power and money and influence, they've forgotten all about you and I. Meanwhile, at the higher levels, in the higher echelon of all of this, there's a plan being enacted to destroy this country and to destroy the world, to bring about an entire one-world government. And the very people that should be sitting there acting as the protector and the check and balance to keep people from doing these type of things, hey, they're off running around. I had a press secretary, a friend of mine, was a press secretary for a congressman. And back when I was doing mainstream radio, the 92 budget battle that when Clinton was in office, the Republicans had really bowed up on the budget and they needed votes really bad. It was a madhouse. I'll tell you what happened and how these congressmen acted when I come back. 70 seconds from now, there's more coming up on the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.